Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Sich verspäten means to be late. Well, actually, to be late means spät sein. Like, I am late. Ich bin spät. I am too late. Ich bin zu spät. But in German, we have also another version. So we have the verb, sich verspäten, like to delay. But here, sich verspäten, to delay oneself, referring to oneself, to be late. And you remember, sich, so this is a reflexive verb. It refers to oneself. So I say to delay oneself. In English, you don't have reflexive verbs. Sich makes this clear in German. Sich verspäten, so you refer to yourself. How would you say, for example, I delay myself? Ich verspäte mich. So you see, ich verspäte, the verb, but then you need the reflexive pronoun. Ich verspäte mich. I delay myself. Mich. In this case, they are alike the accusative pronouns. Ich verspäte mich. How would you say you delay yourself? Actually, you are late. Du verspätest dich. So you see, dich, du verspätest dich. These reflexive verbs need always the reflexive pronoun. So you need to say, du verspätest dich. How would you say, she delays herself? Sie verspätet sich. Here this one is different. Sie verspätet sich. So the reflexive pronoun is sich. It's different because she has to refer to herself. So the reflexive pronouns are alike the accusative pronouns, except the third person singular and plural, where we use sich to make sure that she refers to herself or they refer to themselves. How would you say they delay themselves? Sie verspäten sich. You see, I use they delay themselves just to make clear the German structure. Actually, you would say they are late using the adjective. Like in German, sie sind zu spät. They are too late. How would you say you guys delay yourself? Ihr verspätet euch. How would you say why do you guys delay yourself? Or actually, why are you guys late? Warum verspätet ihr euch? How would you say we don't delay ourselves? Wir verspäten uns nicht. How would you say I have delayed myself? Or actually, I was late. Ich habe mich verspätet. Verspätet is the participle. So you see, it's an inseparable verb. Ver is a typical inseparable prefix. Verspätet. And we end with a T because it's regular. Ich habe mich verspätet. I delayed myself. How would you say, why did you delay yourself? Warum hast du dich verspätet? How would you say, why did you guys delay yourself? Warum habt ihr euch verspätet? How would you say, I delayed myself at work yesterday? Ich habe mich gestern auf der Arbeit verspätet. You see, ich habe mich, and then we go on, gestern auf der Arbeit verspätet. So the pronoun comes very early. Keep in mind, verb, very important, is fixed at the second position. Subject, first or third position, and then the pronoun is also important. Ich habe mich gestern auf der Arbeit verspätet. How would you say, I don't delay myself today? Actually, I'm not late today. Ich verspäte mich heute nicht. How would you say, you are not allowed to delay yourself? Du darfst dich nicht verspäten. How would you say, I delayed myself on Monday? Ich habe mich am Montag verspätet. How would you say, why did you delay yourself? Warum hast du dich verspätet? How would you say, I don't usually delay myself? Ich verspäte mich normalerweise nicht. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb vorziehen, to prefer. Vorziehen, to prefer. Like when you say, I prefer the salad. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bye. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.